Greetings. Yes, it's Moments of Melody time again. A story is told during the reign of King George V that he was going to make a visit to a certain hospital. Well, it's easy to imagine the excitement that followed, especially among the children. One small boy could hardly contain himself. As the afternoon wore on, many people passed in and out of the hospital. About 4 o'clock, a large party of people came in, and one gentleman was very kind, even going over to the small boy, patting him on the head, and speaking to him very kindly. Then the group disappeared, and still more people passed in and out of the hospital. Settling down for the night, the little lad was bitterly disappointed, and he said to the nurse, "The king hasn't come." She replied, "But, Sonny, don't you remember a kind gentleman who came and patted your head and spoke so kindly to you? And you loved him so?" "Yes." "Well, that was he." The boy's eyes opened wide in wonderment, and with a frown he said, "But he hadn't his crown on." He didn't have his crown on. You know, that's the way it was with the Lord Jesus. People didn't recognize him because he came in ordinary clothes. One time he worked as a carpenter. Today we're going to read of one who at first didn't recognize him, but later in a dramatic encounter did recognize him. But first, these moments of melody. Fell down, and I heard a voice speaking to me in Hebrew, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? You are only hurting yourself." "Who are you, sir?" I asked. And the Lord replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now stand up, for I have appeared to you to appoint you as my servant and my witness. You are to tell the world about this experience and about the many other occasions when I shall appear to you. And I will protect you from both your own people and the Gentiles. Yes, I am going to send you to the Gentiles, to open their eyes to their true condition, so that they may repent and live in the light of God instead of in Satan's darkness." Saul didn't recognize the Lord Jesus at first. But later on that Damascus road, he fell down before him and trusted him as Savior and became Paul the Apostle. How about you? Have you recognized the Lord Jesus? Have you given him a place in your life? Have you ever thanked him for wearing a crown of thorns for you and dying there on the cross?